Hi. Hi, everybody. How are you? It's Arnold here. Yeah, I haven't heard from you for a long time. I've been really busy since I've been out of the office. I'm talking about the political office. A lot of offers are coming down my way. It's hard to make up my mind about what I want to do. Yeah. Oh, it's been a while. Welcome to From the Hip with Albert Athazi. This is the podcast that is the only stream of consciousness comedy podcast on Earth where you get the insides of a disturbed mind laid out to the world, laid out for the world to criticize. No, that's not true. You know what? I think they call that, what do they call that? The theater. Where they ad-lib stuff. It'll come to me by the end of the show. I'm driving to work here. It's my second last day of work. Midnight shift here. 7-7. It's crazy. And it's springtime in Thunder Bay. And it means one thing. That there's potholes everywhere. The potholes. What causes potholes? A couple of things. I think the extreme temperatures we get here, like we got down to like minus 40 this year, and the roads are asphalt. They're not made like the Autobahn concrete, man, like feet, many feet of concrete. The Autobahn is. Here it's asphalt, and I'm driving right now on one of the main arteries of the city, where a lot of cars go by. And it wasn't done. It wasn't paved all that long ago. And finally, I'm on a spot, on a strip of it that's good. So, cold temperatures cause potholes. I think what also causes potholes is our wonderful City of Thunder Bay staff who keep our roads so clean. The downside to using plows, you know, only hours after snow starts accumulating is that the roads, they take a beating. They get scraped up, probably pieces ripped up. My parents had a good chunk of their driveway removed one year when the plow was doing its thing. They live on, it's called a cul-de-sac, I'm pretty sure. And the plow had to kind of guess where the sides... They live right on the corner, so right where the straight part turns into a curve. And the plow probably had to just guess where to put the blade. Man. You got it, baby. You got it. Oh. So, I feel bad. I feel bad for the crews because they take... The road crews, they take a lot of abuse from people, and I guess you can't blame people with driving through potholes. We've lost a few cars. Some of the potholes are so big, there's a few people missing, a few cars. I think there's a school bus that went into a pothole. They're trying to find the school bus and 25 kids last week. But no, it's tough on the shocks. It's tough on the tires. It's tough on everything. I think the only people that like that, like the pothole season, are the garages and the people that put on tires in the cars. That's just the way it is, though, in springtime in Thunder Bay. It sure is nice, though, when you go on a newly paved road. Man, even your old clunker can seem like it's riding like a Rolls Royce, baby. I had to do a little post here because my good friend Jeff Thompson from Finley, Minnesota. Forgive me if I've pronounced it wrong, but it's one of those. He sent me a boo, is wondering if I was still alive. And thankfully, I replied and said, yes, I'm here, man. He sent me a little audio message, so it's time to get out here. And I will state for the record that the reason I haven't created anything in any audio forms because I've been censoring myself. When you try to make something that is going to please a lot of people, you get stuck in not doing anything because it's impossible to please everybody. So when you create content, you think of one person that I'm doing this for. You have to fake it. You have to fake that that's who you're doing it to. You know what I mean? You have to trick your mind. Don't be fake when you create content. But when you are narrowing it down to one person, try to make it just for them. So, Jeff, this is for you, my friend. Thank you. But it is for everybody. And those of you who enjoy my booze, my recordings, my podcasts, will continue to listen. And I am happy about that. Thrilled. And those of you who don't can go and pick one of maybe 400,000 other podcasts. And that's probably a pretty accurate number. Okay? So I have to go now. I have to go and get something for some coworkers. And stay tuned. I do have a couple of episode ideas kind of in the works already. This is Albert signing off. Thanks for listening to From the Hip with Albert Athassi.